Welcome to Holistic Soundbites, the podcast to feed your craving for learning. Holistic greetings, folks. Ryan here, and I am delighted to bring you another soundbite from our By Youth for Youth series. Introspection and reflection are things that we usually only do when things go wrong, or if you see the need for change. How much courage does it take a youth to speak from the heart about this topic? Who am I? Who are you? Do you know? And does it matter? Sherilyn asked these questions to me as a way to help me understand that self-awareness was a topic that mattered to her and should matter for all of us.
Hi guys, my name is Sherilyn and today I want to share with you on the topic of self-awareness. I think many of us have heard the term before that knowledge is power. Indeed, having knowledge of ourselves can be really empowering. But how do we get this knowledge? The key answer to this question is self-awareness. Have you ever thought how self-aware you are? If so, what's your answer? Or if not, pause the audio and think about it for a minute or two. Many of our thoughts, feelings, and behavior are mostly on a subconscious level, and we need to look at ourselves on a deeper level to recognize it and make it conscious in our minds. The purpose of this podcast is to bring you on a short journey to become more self-aware than you already are today. Remember that you already have some self-awareness. If not, you wouldn't have chosen to listen to this podcast. So, what is self-awareness? Self-awareness is being able to recognize our thoughts, emotions, and behavior by labeling it for what it is. It's about understanding what you may be feeling or doing and what factors may have caused it. Did you know that even though most people believe they are self-aware, only 10 to 15% of the people studied actually fit the criteria? Surprising, isn't it? Being self-aware gives us control and the ability to see ourselves clearly. We might not always like what we see, but there's a comfort in knowing ourselves. Self-awareness is important because it gives you a clearer picture on why you feel what you feel and do the things you do. Not only that, research has shown many benefits such as becoming more confident, making sounder decisions, building stronger relationships, and communicating more effectively. Self-awareness can be practiced anywhere at any time. Are you aware of how you are feeling or behaving at the moment? You can use this to ground yourself in any situation and realistically evaluate yourself. And that's when we can take control of our lives. Personally, I wish that I knew more about self-awareness earlier and perhaps would have changed some choices I made in the past. How often do you feel controlled by your emotions? How often do you fall into the state of bitterness, anger, resentment, sadness, or frustration? It comes from somewhere, but where? This is often the part where it is unrecognized, and that's where we need to find the root of the emotion. Building self-awareness requires resilience, inner strength, openness, and curiosity. The journey ahead will not be an easy one as we dig deeper into ourselves, but it is far more rewarding than staying still out of the fear of the unknown. Before we start on this short exercise, I want you to promise me something right now. Be completely honest with yourself, okay? So, are you ready to start your self-awareness journey with me? Let's get right into it. As you start to reflect on the things you do, your feelings, and emotions, I want you to start by asking yourself, why? Take a pen and a piece of paper as I will be asking you a few questions. The first question that I want to ask you is, why are you listening to this podcast right now? It could be because you want to learn more about self-awareness, or just write what comes to your mind. Once you have an answer, ask yourself, why did you write that answer? Got your answer? Now, ask yourself why again. Keep asking yourself why, and soon enough, you will be able to get to the underlying reason. In general, it takes about 3 to 5 whys to get to the real answer. So, here's an example. Why am I creating a podcast on self-awareness? Because I think self-awareness is important and others should learn to be more self-aware. I ask myself why again. To help people understand themselves better, which can improve their life. Then again, I ask myself why. Because I don't want people to regret their choices that they make like I did. That's where the underlying reason is. This exercise is simple and can be applied to almost everything, your behaviors, thoughts, or problems. Just like any other skill, as you practice more, you will be able to easily recognize those emotions, thoughts, and behaviors and find the main reason behind it. And that's all for the podcast today. Did you manage to find any new insights about yourself with this exercise? If you would like to take a step further and dive deeper in your self-awareness journey, join me as I'll be hosting a webinar next Friday, 24th of July, for more actionable steps, and I hope to see you there. With that, I hope that you will continue your lifelong journey to become more self-aware as a person. Cheers!